Ed Reardon's Week by Christopher Douglas and Andrew Nichols. Episode 2. You're Cancelled.
Which, with all due respect to Messrs. Beer Now, is, I have to say, idiotic beyond all lexicographic parameters. Your impertinent assumption that I've found my happy by becoming a member of the Beer Now family puts me in mind of the email regretting my departure from the Flymo family some 20 years after I'd ceased to be in possession of both a lawnmower and a garden. PDF of subsequent correspondence attached. Unless you desist from emailing me digital top-ups, as you're pleased to call them, on a daily basis, I will be cancelling my Beer Now Platinum membership. Right, question 8. Was our delivery service awesome, just what the doctor ordered, or well and truly hit the spot? Well, I mean, there's no negative option. You see, this is what they do. By the time you've spent 25 minutes answering their short survey, they shut down all dissent in the hope that you'll just give up, and that way they'll never receive any negative feedback. Oh, sorry, Jake, did you say something?
I asked if you wanted a cup of tea, Dad, about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, yes, thank you. That would be awesome, as we say in the Beer Now family.
It'll have gone cold now. I'll make another pot.
Do you think the threat of cancellation will do it, or do I need to be firmer?
Well, they might get in first and cancel you.
Well, that'd be all right.
No, different sort of cancelled. It's a cruel woke world out there. I make one joke about Woody Allen directing the next Harry Potter film, and that's it. Shut down by Twitter, my podcasting career in ruins.
Jake, you might have to remind me what the difference is between a ruined podcasting career and a flourishing one.
Subscribers.
Duh. Downloads, listens, completion rates, thumbs-up emojis, mutley laughing gifs.
But no money.
So, reason I'm here, apart from sanctioned visit to vulnerable loved one...
Someone's told you about my pension. Don't think you can get round me by playing the family card. Beer Now and Flymo tried that, and look how far it got them. Thank you for bringing the biscuits, though.
My pleasure. So, what I thought...
You don't notice they're broken once they're in there.
We could be a double act. You and me. Like Jack Whitehall and his dad.
Mm. Are they the pair who are on Gogglebox? Sitting at home, shouting at the TV screen. I can't see the point in that.
No, they were on TV. They had their own show.
Oh, did they have motorbikes? Went round making curry for people. I'm afraid that doesn't sound like me either.
They went round the world together, yes. But on BBC Three... Big laughs. And the joke was that they were always at cross purposes.
Wasn't there a father and son who opened the batting for Leicestershire? That would be worth paying money to see. I wonder if I can lay hands on my old pads.
Why are you making this so difficult for me, Dad?
The fact is that my life, unlike Jake's, has changed for the better, or the more awesome, since my admission to the state pension family. Not wishing to encourage my son's latest harebrained scheme, I now have the wherewithal to remove myself from his self-deluding orbit, thanks to the newly conferred status of my emeritus years.
It doesn't seem to be scanning.
That's because it's not a bus pass.
What?
It's a Beer Now Platinum discount card.
Well, my glasses steam up when I'm wearing a mask, you see.
Displaying the contents of my wallet to the driver left him and the other passengers in no doubt that our country still rewards its senior intellectuals with some vestiges of respect.
Pound off swimming on Thursdays. That looks like a blockbuster video card. You won't need that anymore. Laminated photo of a cat.
Come on, hurry up. Take that stupid mask off.
I'm trying to be socially responsible.
You can be socially irresponsible or you can get off. Oh, no, there it is. Pity.
Can you tell me when we get to Waltham Forest? I'm going to a free beer tasting.
You want the one going the other way? Can you not read? You could probably get free lessons with your library card.
We're heartbroken beyond words. Oh, for heaven's sake. To announce that today's Beer Now free tasting has to be sadly cancelled due to the recent unprecedented circumstances. Two S's in the wrong place there as well.
My knitting fair cancellation says if wool could weep.
Yes. Oh! Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Ed. I'm getting a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah. They could have got all this on one blackboard. Freed up space for titties to be left as a mark of respect.
Looks like we've both come a long way for nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's lovely to see you again, Maggie.
And you. Oh, elbows. our last meeting didn't end...
No, it didn't, sorry.
No. But you found somewhere to...
To sleep, yes, and buy some shoes. I've got a flat now.
Oh. Sorry you didn't get your scarf.
Oh, I probably didn't deserve it anyway. Did you ever finish it?
I had to knit a few more letters before, Ed, to turn it into Leeds United.
I hope he was pleased with it, whoever...
My neighbour, Caroline. She's a bit bonkers.
Should we see if we can find a drink or a bite?
Somewhere that's not sadly closed.
My treat. Oh, a bit chilly out here, without my scarf.
Do you want some slaw with that slider, buddy?
Do you mean coleslaw?
Yeah, slaw.
Well, yes, if the abbreviation makes it come faster, thank you.
No worries.
Now, I hope you'd noticed, Maggie, that we didn't have to use a counterfeit wooden spoon to get our food this time.
Well, that's good. I don't think I can run away from a pub garden as fast as I used to.
Well, there'll be none of that today. Paying the bill is one of those little luxuries we can afford at our... Well, it's my time of life.
Oh, things have taken a turn for the better. I did look out for... Oh, what was that last one? Kirsty and Phil's conservatory reboot, but I didn't see it anywhere.
You were obviously looking in the wrong charity shops. No, the upturn is down to the arrival of my pension.
Oh, lucky you. Not sure I'll be entitled to one.
Well, I didn't think I'd paid enough stamps, but then...
No. I mean, I've got a criminal record.
Have you? Let me top you up.
What happened was I got caught yarn bombing at the town hall on election night.
Is there something else like slaw that hasn't reached my neck of the woods?
Oh, I bet it has. It's when you put knitted covers over railings or local eyesores.
Oh, yes. There's one on the tin ashtray outside Betfred. Very annoying. Not to say a fire hazard.
Yeah, well, anyway, we put the words fascist bastard on the town hall balcony right under where the candidate made his speech.
Did you, by Jove?
I only did the vowels. It was the easy bit, really. It was just stocking stitch.
Now, stop that this instant. If it hadn't been for you, Maggie, it would have just read fascist bastard.
Caroline did all the consonants.
Did she? Not surprised. She was too busy to knit her own scarf. Nope, I'll let that go.
And one slaw for the young man.
Thank you. And if we want dessert, do I say ding?
No need to ring a bell.
No, ding as in pudding minus the first syllable, like coal in coleslaw, since everything's abbreviated. Oh, no, he's gone again. Anyway, how's Bill?
Bill, it transpired, my erstwhile rival for Maggie's affections and her live-in partner, had reacted to the lockdown not, as Maggie had anticipated, by becoming more attentive, but quite the reverse. Bill was, it seems, playing away, not in the usual sense, but literally, choosing to spend his waking hours at his mother's house playing on his Xbox.
I can't say I'm surprised, Maggie. This reversion to adolescence is by no means uncommon in men of a certain age and type. You see them on scooters, too. Lacking, perhaps, the intellectual heft of a man of letters who's never bored or short of company, be it Hazlitt or Huxley, while the only aliens bent on world domination are those created by H.G. Wells. Shall we have another bottle?
No, I've got to check in with my probation officer and I don't want to arrive half-cut again.
I was left to start and indeed finish the Primitivo on my own, a far from unpleasant way of spending the afternoon and avoiding the demands of my needy, nagging son, until it was time for my regular lecturing commitment with the furies of third-age education, sullying the joy of learning with their malign online presence.
Oh, you Reardons, you're such a caution.
Yeah, good one, that.
What was your next podcast about, Jake?
To be honest, Pearl, it was all such a blur, like so much free raspberry cider had gone down.
Jake, what are you doing on my laptop?
Getting you out of trouble, Dad. You're an hour late for your own class.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Oh, it's all right. We haven't missed you.
No, we've been really entertained by your son.
I don't know where he gets it from. Are you sure he's yours?
How did you get my password?
It's written on the wall.
For when he gets drunk. I imagine it's in big letters.
Is the right answer. There you are. Look, can you see it?
Elgar, 4th of May.
Notice it's his cat's birthday rather than his kid's.
It doesn't surprise me. I think he's drunk now. Go on, Jake, smell his breath.
I saw him causing trouble at the bus stop, and it was only 11:05.
Yes, Olive, because I had a meeting with an important producer at Television Centre.
Oh, that's all flats now. Not before time.
And it's not on the route of the 743B either?
No, we went out to lunch. Not that it's any of your business, but we had some very good trout.
Is that a bit of slaw on your beard?
Red wine with fish? It's all down your front.
You're that close to being sent to your room, Jake.
You should listen to your son instead of calling him out all the time.
Yes, he's an influencer.
Till he got cancelled by the woke police.
You can't talk anything these days. What are you doing next, Jake?
Well, I'll tell you what he ought to do. Get a job in the real world. Woolworths or somewhere. Didn't do me any harm.
Well, I went past 15 years ago.
Well, or BHS then, or just get your knees brown.
What we should really do, Dad, is book a studio. ASAP.
Like those two Whitehall fellas.
I'd pay money to live stream that.
You see, Dad? They're loving us. Oh, it's so meta.
Here you are, Elgar. It's all right. Jake's gone off somewhere to see if he can influence someone into giving him universal credit. No slaw, buddy, I'm afraid. Just whiskers. Skurs. Yes, who's this? Ah, Ping, hello.
Ed, can you move your lappy around the room without making it obvious what you're doing? Maybe whistle or something?
What bit of my anatomy is giving offence this time? I'm wearing trousers, look, and socks.
No, just checking if Jake's there.
No, it's him you want, is it?
No, it's him I don't want. Tell him to stop bugging me about his podcasts.
He's pestering me too. I was rather hoping you might tell him there's no money to be made out of it, even by the newly fashionable poverty standards of the 19th century, which you appear to have embraced.
What do you mean?
The Thomas Hardy milkmaid's outfit. Is that what they're wearing in Umbria this season?
No, I'm back home now, and this is cottagecore, Ed, so I don't know what century you're in.
Oh, that's come round again, has it? A revival of the Laura Ashley look. Country Diary of an Edwardian Lady.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore. It'd have to be Country Diary of an Edwardian Transphobic Radical Feminist.
I could have you cancelled for that, Ping. Now, at the risk of sounding like my son, might the time be ripe for a lucrative revival of farmhouse cookery in a bedsit? It's got me through a particularly bumpy patch in my marriage.
Oh, did you write that? Hmm. OMG, we've been sending royalties to Tom Stoppard all these years.
What?
Ha! No, I did send a copy to my boyfriend, because he's like a shepherd.
A real one? Or is he merely dressed in the cottage pie fashion, whatever it's called?
Core. Yeah, he really is, and he really is literally called Seth. And he's got a shepherdy, like, shepherd-type dog. I'm not massively keen, TBH.
I seem to remember not long ago you were on the verge of getting a pug.
Ugh, that's so last crafts. I got a cactus instead. Anyway, Seth has already tried out the quiche Lorraine.
With tuna and sweet corn. Never let me down yet.
The dog had the sweet corn, Paz. Seth WhatsApped me a pic.
So you conduct this relationship remotely, do you?
Yeah, that's the bit that really works, because, like, if I'm busy or the crown's on, I don't have to talk to him or do stupid bunts.
And what about the other aspect of, you know...
Oh, sex? No, I've got the box set of normal people on the iPlayer for that.
Ed, hello.
Sorry to, I was just wondering how your meeting with the probation officer went.
OK, he just missed out on being technical advisor for Crime Scene UK.
So he did most of the talking then. Now, I've also brought a little something.
Ooh.
Feel you were short-changed the other day.
You kept the bottle all this time?
Well, no, I had to finish that one, so I replaced it.
And you'd better start on this one too, by the look of it.
Well, long bus journey, screw top, hard to resist. Should I just put it on the step and retreat 2 metres?
Well, I am working.
Sorry, yes. Look, let's try and arrange
but
another...
But you could come in.
Oh, is that permissible under the terms of your parole?
It's only probation, Ed. I haven't got an ankle tag. And you've just come at the right moment, actually. I need a model. Keep your arm up.
Right. Is it okay if I move the other one? It's just I can't get to my drink otherwise.
Oh, go ahead. I never get the use of even one arm out of Bill. He's always making things explode with his console.
Mm. Would this jumper you're assembling be cottagecore, Maggie?
You've heard of it.
I like to keep in touch with the passing show. I gather Mary Berry's got her marching orders from Bake Off.
Keep still.
Sorry.
This could be your year. The Silas Marner look is bang on trend. You can't see where the straggly beard stops and the frayed wool neck starts.
I mustn't let this go to my head.
Well, if you're available, I've got 100 orders to deliver by the end of the month, but that's enough for now, I think.
Yes. Well, I'm available as a mannequin and my beard for a consideration. A Winnebago, say?
I could probably rustle up some supper.
Well, that would be lovely. I don't know if you noticed, but Talking Pictures, my TV channel of choice these days, are showing Strike a Light with Tommy Trinder at 9 o'clock.
Mm. I still haven't seen the last 3 episodes of Normal People.
Yes, well, one doesn't want to get too set in one's ways, and I hear good things. Let's give it a whirl.
Where have you been, Dad?
Oh, morning, Jake. Everything all right? Did you remember to feed Elgar? I sent you a text.
Oh, about the freak accident on the last train.
Oh, so the message did go through. Yes, it said it had. Good. Oh,
the Canadian geese hitting the overhead wires.
Canada geese. Yes, it was awful. Did you see it on the news?
No, and there's a reason for that. It never happened, did it?
Yes, it did.
So where did you sleep?
On the train, in the quiet carriage.
Dad, I kept trying to call you.
What, about your Christmas list? Backdated 20 years, now you know I've got a bit of money.
My podcast has been taken off Stitcher and Deezer.
Oh, dear. Sounds like my geese got off lightly.
Yeah, you don't care. You've never supported me when I need it. Not once.
Well, what about when I took a swing at that Latin teacher who was bullying you? Does that count for nothing?
You missed her because you were drunk. You fell on the prize-giving table instead.
It's the taking part that counts, I always feel.
You've never even listened to my podcast. Or liked my blogs, or thumbs-upped my Facebook posts, or retweeted me,
All right, just tell me what I do to support whatever venture you want me to. Look, I've opened the laptop. I could do a crying with laughter face. Everyone seems to do that with the BBC. It doesn't even have to be good news. What's all this on Facebook?
It's all right. I've done it for you. Whilst I was sitting up, I got you following all my socials.
You've done what?
Just like I had to write my own birthday cards.
Hmm. Talking of birthdays, this felt tip password will have to go. It's been compromised. We'll have to find a new one. Let's see if Maggie's been in touch. I'd expect 3.5 stars at least. Oh, now what's all this?
As if to reinforce the suspicion that one's life is no longer one's own in this digital age, my son's illicit hacking resulted in 429 new emails from hitherto unknown sources, not to mention a tsunami of surveys, including a Welcome to the Normal People online zine, with its inevitable questionnaire. Is Sally Rooney the best writer since Homer? Yes, yes, or yes?
Hello, is that The Guardian? Yes, I'd like some information on being cancelled, please. Well, I understand that large numbers of people would avoid contacting me and stop asking me to do things that waste my time, moreover, for no money, which, well, it'd be ideal, really. So, have I got that right? Is that what being cancelled is? Oh, good, good. I'm happy to pay a cancellation fee, say a fiver or something, so I'm just wondering what I would have to say or do, to be cancelled. Right, just saying that would do the trick, would it? Is that right? And would that have to be on Twitter? Well, I suppose I'd only have to do it once. Right, let me get a pen. Pen. Write it without a pen. It's like, I don't know, Grayson Perry without that wretched teddy bear. Here we are. Hello? Hello? No, gone. Ooh. Looks as though it's working, Elgar. Elgar, where are you? You're under the sofa. Come on. I'm kitted out and ready to play. Right. To work, then. Farmhouse cookery revisited. Actually, that doormat looks a bit mucky. Right. That's the cleaning done. Now then, where was I?
30 years ago, when I wrote Farmhouse Cookery in a Bedsit, I found myself in a similar situation to the one I'm in now, living in a one-bedroom apartment on my own and in bad odour with my family, proving the canard that history repeats itself first as tragedy, second time as farce, third time as Farmhouse Cookery in a Bedsit 2.
Can I get away with mutton cutlets in Perno? What does the asterisk mean? Ah, can be substituted with any spirits brought back from the continent. Think we might need a fresh take on that.
Farid?
Remember me?
Yeah, I'm a bit busy.
Yes, I see. Pins in your mouth. Well, I'll be very brief. Technical question, Maggie. That excellent moussaka you made for us last night, if I were doing it for one, would it be half measures of everything?
Oh, I don't know. I've got it for master. Look, sorry, I'm a stable lad's cardigan and two pairs of gaiters behind schedule.
Yes, I understand. Cottage call calls. Bit drizzly here. What's it doing over there?
See you on Wednesday. Oh, God, you nearly made me swallow one.
Just see if there's anything from beer now. Password. Oh, what did I change the password to? Len Hutton 53. No, because he scored his triple 100 in 1938. No, that's the password for the self-storage. What have I done? What have I done? Who said that? Alec Guinness, Bridge on the River Kwai. Ah, ping.
I need to talk to Jake. Is he with you?
He left sometime yesterday, I suppose.
Where's he gone? Do you know? Can you track him?
Why would I want to do that?
Yeah, I need to know if he's gone to another agent, because that wouldn't just be a trage, it'd be a total catastrophe.
I thought you didn't want him pestering you with his podcasting. Is this the same Jake?
Haven't you seen social media? Where have you been, Ed? Your own son starts a political party and you don't even know about it.
Well, he didn't say anything to me. When he left, he didn't look particularly engagé. Did you notice anything, Elgar? Did he pat you on the head or kiss you the way they do?
He wouldn't have. Jake's a new kind of politician. That's what makes him so marketable.
Oh, you mean like that actor who talks stark, raving common sense? I wouldn't trust him, or what he's got written on his arms.
You say that, Ed, but he never looked back after question time. I know they haven't filled the bunker seat on the end for the week after next. If I move fast, it could be between Jake and William Shatner.
Hi, Dad.
Ah, he's just beamed up.
Has anything come from Universal Credit for me?
Not that I've noticed.
Shut up, Ed. Jake? Jakey?
So, Dad, can you help me? Because I really, really need $5,000 to fight a by-election.
I can take care of that for you, Jake.
You never found $5,000 for me when I've really, really needed it.
Well, start talking extreme common sense on Twitter and we'll see. Jake, show me your arms.
Okay. Are you serious about bankrolling me, Ping?
I bloody am. Whoa! You haven't got any tats at all? Oh, we could put anything we like on there apart from freedom and space, because what's-his-name's bagsied those.
Tomorrow belongs to me? Is that too long? I suppose you could use both arms.
OK, I'm sending a contract over. Do something useful and turn the printer on, Ed. Don't go anywhere, Jake, or talk to anyone. See what I'm doing with a little key on my lips?
OK, Ping.
Oh, bye.
You'll have to show me how to set a new password for the printer, Jake, and my other ones. Beer now, particularly, given the hour.
Sure, Dad. Sorry about yesterday, by the way. I was out of order. I don't want to bring politics into disrepute before I've even started.
Very statesmanlike of you, Jake. Cup of tea?
Thanks, yeah. So what I was wondering was, is it okay if I use this address as my constituency HQ?
I'm afraid not.
I could help with the bills when the donations start coming in.
Attractive as that sounds, I need the place to myself, because, I'm in a relationship now, as I believe it says on Facebook.
Is that where you spent the other night?
Yes, I too owe you an apology because the incinerated geese were an elaborate ruse.
So you could go over there to hers when I need this place for meetings? It is a her, isn't it? Because if not, it could be a bit tricky explaining that in my campaign material.
Yes, it is a her, not that that matters.
Sure, but phew. Anyway, while you're away, I could feed Elgar, OK?
No, because my life has changed, Jake. I have the means to enjoy what time's left to me, and I reserve the right to have a spot of ours, your father, in privacy and comfort, what you would call Lebensraum.
So selfish. Baby boomer elite, you'll be first up against the wall.
Jake and I parted amicably enough, he to do whatever he needed to do in his new career, possibly being photographed eating good old British bangers and mash on Beachy Head, and I to take delivery of a 24-can consignment from Beer Now. While the fires of Hell Pale Ale began to do its work, I wondered if any other fathers of aspiring demagogues had had to endure quite so much constant sniping, criticism and ingratitude. I decided to christen my new password by delving into the online biographies of the 10 top dictators chosen by you.
Goodness me. Both shoemakers?
All good practice for pub quizzes to come, ardeur. And it passed the time until my forthcoming shining hour, my Wednesday tryst with Maggie.
Ah, now.
Shush.
Sorry, I'm just going to point out a young Alfie Bass in the background. Uncredited, although he does have a line when they go to White City dog races in about half an hour.
I'm trying to count stitches or this cardigan will go to the dogs. Start again.
Sorry. You won't hear another peep out of me.
And again. What has she got on her head?
Who, Jean Kent?
It's not quite a snood. It looks like a dried milk tin.
I think it is, with a bit of fishing net on top. Probably left over from Old Mother Riley Catches a Whopper. Sorry, I'm distracting again.
No, it's all right, Bill. That was my fault.
My name's Ed.
What? What do you mean?
You just called me Bill.
No, I didn't.
Did. Am I starting to behave like him with his computer games?
Oh, maybe just a bit.
At least I'm stuck in the 1950s. Not in the 28th century continuum or wherever the hell it is.
Yeah, I suppose that is marginally better.
Says the weaver of cottagecore. Oh, by the way, Alan Bates will be twanging his blacksmith's braces on the cricket pitch at 3:30 tomorrow morning. I wouldn't mind recording that.
You can be withering about nostalgia, or you can make money out of it. Not that easy right this second, obviously, but it's better than living off the state.
Yes, a point to you, Janet.
I'm Maggie. Janet's your ex-wife.
Oh, did I just do it too? So sorry. Well, I'm glad to say that as a writer, I may have my failings, but I have never succumbed to the catchpenny strictures of producers desperate to keep up with fashion. They'd have had me put a Rubik's Cube in Tenko. Doctor Who will soon be changing gender every episode. That's the degree of cynicism we're dealing with.
You could get cancelled for that.
Too late. I already have been.
I wonder if actually we should think about...
cancelling the evening.
A postponement, perhaps.
Yes. Sorry, Maggie.
Just until the card is done.
Right. Come on, bus.
Won't do you much good waiting there, mate. It's been cancelled.
That makes two of us.
Come on, get in. I'll take you to another stop.
Very kind of you, thanks.
Mask on, please.
Right.
I recognise you now. Tried to pay your fare with a Beer Now loyalty card. Which way are you going?
I'm not really sure. TBH.
Ed Reardon's Week starred Christopher Douglas, Stephanie Cole, Bridget Forsyth, Simon Greenall, Pippa Hayward, Barunko Shaughnessy, Sam Pamphilan, and Geoffrey Whitehead. It was written by Christopher Douglas and Andrew Nichols. The producer was Dawn Ellis, and it was a BBC Studios production.